Welcome to Web Preach. I'm your host, Dan Roller. Today's titled message is Walking in the Dark. John 1:5, and the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Many Christians today are facing the most difficult times in their lives now. The darkness is here, and the deception is staggering. The engagement between the light and darkness is here. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wickedness is the norm of today, and righteousness is eschewed by the masses. The houses of God have been invaded by the corruption of man's ideas and man's manipulation of God's word. The rhetoric coming from today's pulpits is a pep talk of self-gratification and a deceptive encouragement toward living a lifestyle of sin. God doesn't care. God doesn't mind. God doesn't judge wickedness. We've had it wrong for thousands of years. God is love, and He understands our sinful lifestyles. Jesus drank wine and started the big party. Don't judge me for my lifestyle. I'm forgiven for my sins. I said a little prayer, and I'm free of sin. There is nothing left for me to do now but live my life. I'm under grace. James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. As a confessing believer in Jesus Christ, we should be living a lifestyle that is holy and separated from the things of this world. I'm not saying to sever your ties and relationships with the people of the world, but if those who live as the world does hinders your walk with the Lord, then you had better watch yourself and who you're keeping company with. If you want to clean up your life and you still have relationships with those who deny to live a lifestyle that is set aside for the Lord, then they will be a stumbling block to you. You must separate yourself from corruption and feed on the Word of God and join ranks with true believers. You must stand and fight the good fight. If you want to hang out with those who run and drink alcohol and those who run and do drugs or those who do the things that the world does, then you will become who you run with. You are who you keep company with. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. If you're in a church that has brought the wickedness of the world into the sanctuary, and they entertain the congregations, and the true word of God has been distorted by these new perversion Bibles that claim to be the word of God, then you yourself have to stop making excuses and yielding to the wickedness that is going on in these churches. You got to come out from that. If you continue to keep silent to the darkness that has invaded the things of God, you will not be able to stand. You must turn off the television. You must turn off the music of the world. And you must seek the Lord with all that you have and repent of these things that are not of God. Do you really think that if Jesus was with you in your home today, right now, that He would choose to sit and watch the things that you choose to view and hear? Do you think that He would say that's okay? Do you think that He would sit there and waste His time watching the filth of this world and justifying it, say it's okay? We are mistaken, and millions will be surprised on that day when we stand before the Lord and He says to us, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you." Many of you out there listening today will refuse to hear what I'm saying to you, and you're going to be offended. Listen, we must choose to live a life to the Lord. We are in an hour when He could come in any second. And this is why we are here. We're here to glorify Jesus Christ. We are here to live a life that is holy and acceptable unto the Lord. We are created to serve the Lord, to glorify Him in all that we do. And if we're not doing that, then we'll never be happy. And that's why people are running out. They want to get fame. They want to get money. They want to win the lottery. They want to buy this. They want to buy that. They want to buy their happiness. They think that those things will satisfy them. They think that having the fancy car and the big home and the status and the position in the companies, that will satisfy them. It's not going to satisfy you. The only thing that will satisfy you is a relationship with Jesus Christ. Eternal life through the blood of Jesus Christ. Through repentance. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The corruption of this world will bind you in a prison of darkness, and without daily repentance, it will interrupt your communication with God. Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. I say to repent daily because we sin daily and must confess and ask for forgiveness. None of us are going to be perfect. When we choose to follow Jesus Christ, it is Him that sanctifies us. It is His grace that gets us through those temptations. He always provides a way for us to escape those temptations. He's not going to leave us in a trap. But we must confess our sins daily. We must not regard the iniquity that is in our heart, because it will sever communications with our Lord. We must confess our sins, and we must commune with Him daily. Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We should have that heart to where we feel the power of the Holy Spirit, and it convicts us of our sin, and we must confess, and we must ask the Lord for forgiveness. And He will give it to us. But boy, when we get that hard heart and we don't want to ask for forgiveness, we are going to be in that danger zone. That communication between us and our Lord will be severed. And that is what the enemy wants today. And that is what's going on in the church today. That is what's going on in many Christians' lives today. The ties between the communication between you and the Lord has been severed. It has been blocked by the enemy because you refuse to pray. You refuse to read your Bible, and you refuse to walk in the Lord. Again, I say we are going to make mistakes, but with a daily walk in Jesus Christ and with the filling of the Holy Ghost, we can confess our sins and be cleansed from our iniquities. There is an agenda to destroy Christianity. There is an agenda to destroy God's Word. There is an agenda to lead you down a path of destruction. To the true believers out there listening right now, we are in the dark times that many prophets and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ warned us about. From the corruption of God's word to the doctrine of Balaam being accepted as truth and the wickedness of sin that has been welcomed by the majority. Luke 17:26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:28, likewise also as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. Until that day of destruction came upon them unaware. And it's not that they weren't unaware, but they were warned. Maybe not so much in Sodom and Gomorrah, but Noah was a man of righteousness and he preached daily. And they saw what he was doing, but they did not want to listen. Many preachers out there telling you, hey, you need to repent. You need to live a holy life. You need to live for the Lord. You need to stop living that wicked life. But so many out there want to refuse to listen. They want to do what they want to do. They want to live their lives. They want to have that entertainment. They want to make God come down to their level, and they want to make themselves God. They want to do thy will, their own will, not God's will. And we wonder why the world is in the mess that it's in, because we've turned our backs from God and we've turned to the ways that please us. And that's what we do today. Now, there's nothing wrong with planting, sowing, and building, but when we do it without God and we do it for the pleasures of the flesh and the things of this life, then we sow unto wickedness and to our own destruction. Many Christians are under attack today, not only physically, but mentally and spiritually. The world is getting spiritually darker every day, and those who have eyes to see must get into their spiritual arcs, get in Jesus Christ, because He's coming soon. Things are getting darker. Now, I'm not saying go and hide from the world, but I'm saying be the light into the world. Preach the gospel. Stand on the truth. Don't compromise. Don't be worried about being liked by everybody. Stand strong in the Lord. 1 Peter 4:1-19. For as much then as Christ had suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to do the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. The world will not and cannot understand why you choose not to participate in the things that they do. They don't understand why you don't care about the big game on tonight. They don't understand why you don't want to go out and get drunk with them. They don't understand why you don't like to do the things that they like to do. They think of you as an alien. They think you're foreign. But you're choosing to live a life holy and acceptable to the Lord. When you choose not to have cable television in your home. When you choose to put a filter on your internet because you don't want to see the smut and the trash that's out there. They think it's foreign. They think it's strange. And they'll label you as a cultist or some weirdo. The world will not and cannot understand why you choose to not walk as they walk. And so-called Christians will not understand when you choose to separate yourself from the latest forms of worship and the doctrine of witchcraft that has been accepted in the churches. And they see nothing wrong with many scriptures taken out of the New Age Bibles. They see nothing wrong with the so-called Christian music and artists who look and sound like secular artists. But they continue. They continue down that road of deception. And they make excuses. Because in all honesty, nobody wants to be unliked. Nobody wants to be called out. Yeah, it's good enough for Jesus. It's good enough for the disciples. But it's not good enough for the modern day Christian. For some reason, we think that we don't have to live a lifestyle holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Some reason, we think it's okay to dress in lasciviousness. Some reason, we think it's okay to bang our heads to some Christian rock and roll music. Some reason, we think it's okay to sit in front of the television set and watch all that smut come on TV. We think it's okay. We think it's okay to let our children do it. We think it's okay. And we take a back seat on the things of God, the things that should be righteous, the things that we should take a stand on, the things that we should be crying out, hey, this is a right. Abortion's not right. Homosexuality is not right. Alcohol is not right. Drug abuse is not right. But we stay silent and we sit back and we don't want to rock the boat, right? Well, those days are over. Continuing in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 5, who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to the men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Being sober is the shield to deflect the lies of the enemy. We should feed on the word of God and keep in prayer. Matthew 4:4, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That is the Bible, the Holy Bible. The word of God. That's what we live on. 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. See, Satan wants to destroy you. Jesus told Peter, Satan desires to sift you like wheat, Peter. Don't think that he doesn't want to sift every Christian today like wheat. He's after you. He's going to invade your life. He's walking around like a lion. You think he's caring about the alcoholic down there at the bar? You think he cares about the drug addict? You think he cares about that church that's preaching that witchcraft? He's already got them. He wants the real, the true believer. He wants the man that's going to take a stand for his family and guide his family in righteousness in the things of the Lord. He wants those families. He wants those men. He wants those women who are going to take a stand for Jesus Christ. This is the hour that we're living in. Maybe we don't have ISIS over here cutting off Christians' heads at this point, but we are being attacked spiritually by the rulers of darkness, spirits. We're being attacked in our dreams. We're being attacked in our thoughts. We have to keep in the word of God. We have to keep in prayer. But guess what? That enemy wants us to stop praying. He wants us to stop reading God's word. If our eyes and ears and spirits are being fed by the music of the world, the television programs, movies, and books of mankind's ideas, then we will be drunk with deception and blinded to the truth and believe the lie of Satan. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? That's what Satan said to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Continuing in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. We must continue in prayer. If we choose not to pray, it's what the enemy wants. The enemy wants to stop all communication with God. Here's a good example. Daniel decided to fast and pray and seek what the Lord had for him. The Lord sent an angel. And in Daniel 10, 12 through 14, he said this. Then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 1 and 20 days, but lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days. For yet the vision is for many days. Daniel decided to pray, and then the Lord sent an angel to answer his prayers. And then there was a bad angel, basically, that went to stop this and war against this good angel of God. But Michael the archangel came, and he helped this other angel out. And then the message got through. See, Satan and his minions want to stop your prayer to reaching the throne of God. Satan's going to try whatever. He's going to give you hard times in your life. He's going to cut you off. He's going to get things that make you not want to pray, things that make you not want to read your Bible. There's going to be things that go wrong, and you're going to get mad at God, and you're going to wonder why. Why didn't God help me? And that's where you get in the danger zone. We have to press through. Psalm 18:5, the sorrows of hell can pass me about. The snares of death prevented me. The snares of death. The enemy wants to sever all lines of communication to God. He does this by aiding the churches with ministers who have corrupted doctrines. They got corrupt Bibles, and then they promote witchcraft in their forms of worship and in their services. When we feel that we don't want to pray and read our Bibles, this is when we must seek the Lord in prayer, and in His Word we must fight through. I'm telling you now, there's a lot of you out there right now, and you're feeling defeated. And you say, Dan, this is heavy on me, this is heavy. But I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we're all going through this. And we must fight through this battle. We must dig in. We must say no. And I tell you right now, you start praying, don't be praying soft. You start praying hard. You say, Lord, I'm reaching the throne of God. You pray like you are fighting. And you get through. The enemy wants to sever all lines of communication to God. Are you going to allow that to happen? Continuing in 1 Peter 4:11, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. The time is now to seek the Lord in all things. We must turn off the noise and turn to Jesus Christ and seek the truth. God is not going to lie to you. He's going to stick by your side and He's going to tell you the truth. He will reveal it to you. Listen, we all stand spiritually in front of a tree of good and evil, just like Eve did in the Garden of Eden. And we know what's right. We know what's wrong. We have a choice to continue to listen to the whispers of the serpent and to give in to our self-inflicted spiritual drowning, are to stay on the firing line and continue in the battle. Jesus Christ is coming. The world is getting darker and darker. The signs of His returning are here. It is time to lay down the things of the world. It is time to lay down the things of the flesh. It is time to stop compromising the truth. It is time to lay that sin down and get your life cleaned up. Jesus may come in the next 5 minutes. Your life may be taken from you in the next 5 minutes. Are you ready to meet the Lord? If you die today, are you ready? Are you ready to go before the Lord right now and give an account for your life? Are you ready for that? Matthew 5:13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Listen, church, fellow believer, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are in the times that all the prophets and Jesus Christ spoke about. We have to get it right. Listen, we have to stand and fight. It is not a time to be wavering. It is not a time to be wallowing. And woulda, coulda, shoulda. It is time to stand in Jesus Christ. If you sin, ask the Lord for forgiveness. If you sin, repent. If you're doing something that you know you shouldn't do, stop it. It is time to get on the firing line. It is time to take a stand for Jesus Christ. It is time to take a stand for the things of God. It is not time to back down. It is not time to be silent. It is time to speak up and speak out. Matthew 6:23 through 22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Turn off the darkness and turn on the light. Shut the TV off and shut the secular music off. Shut the worldly Christian music off. And seek the Lord. John 1:5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John 12:46, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. We live in darkness right now, spiritual darkness, wickedness in the world, perversions in the world. It is time to repent of your sins and turn to Jesus Christ. I don't want to close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for everyone who's listening out there, Lord, that you would give them strength. The believer, give the believer strength, Lord. Because we are all battling right now in these last days. I, myself, my family and friends, and those who are listening, I know you're battling. I know we're all in this together. But listen, it is finished. It was finished at the cross. And Lord Jesus, we praise you for what you've done. We thank you, Father in heaven, for sending your Son, for his blood being shed, for the payment of our debt. You have bought us, Lord. You have redeemed us, Father. And you are sanctifying us daily. And we praise you for that. And I pray for strength for my fellow Christian brothers and sisters, Lord, in this hour of temptation, in this hour of darkness. Lord, that you would help us to become lights in this dark world and shine bright and take a stand on your word and take a stand on the things of you. We praise you, Lord. And Father, I pray for that person out there right now that's listening and that is in complete rebellion. I pray the power of the Holy Spirit come upon that person and convict them of their sinful lifestyles. And Lord, I pray that they would repent. They will repent to you and ask for forgiveness and come into relationship with you. Father in heaven, guard us in these days. Lord, I pray for a hedge of protection around my fellow believers, brothers and sisters in Christ. I pray for your hedge of protection around them, Lord, that you would give them strength and protect them, Lord, and that the power of the Holy Spirit would lead them to read and pray and commune with you daily. Lord, give them strength. Give us all strength, Lord, in these last days that we stand. Father, you said you would never forsake us or leave us, and we believe that. Lord, we will have faith, and we will believe, and we will fight through. And Lord, we will see you with our eyes very soon. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, and I give thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Keep on the fire line out there. Send me an email. I'm Dan Roller for WebPreach. Thanks for listening.